You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 24th of January 2020 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Once again, it's Friday and I know you are either listening in your lunch hour or you're listening on your way home from work, and that's because it's Friday and that means we must have with us Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
Doing fine, you know, and just like most days, one of my favorite things to eat. I was sitting here thinking about one of my favorite things to eat, and it's chicken. One thing Grandpa Lampshade loves to eat, I just can't get enough of the yard bird. And our story today just falls right in. I'm already craving yard bird because of this great story we're going to do today. Apparently, chicken is also a promoter of the hatreds. If you like chicken, then, you must be promoting the hatreds.
Yeah, of course, we're talking about Chick-fil-A, and they were actually, I believe, they were going to actually open a branch in Britain recently. And again, they were stopped. They were accused of being homophobic and wanting to attack gays and being violent against gays. And I think all they've actually really done is just supported traditionalist causes a few years back and then wound all that back. But it seems that the shrieking lefties won't allow sleeping dogs to lie, and it's now actually starting to cost them. The city of San Antonio has spent at least $315,000 in legal fees after the city council voted to stop the San Antonio airport from opening a location of Chick-fil-A in a new dining concourse. The San Antonio City Council voted to prevent the chain from opening up because of the company's well-documented legacy of anti-LGBTQP behavior. As a result of the council's actions, the city has now paid out the cash in legal fees after it faced two lawsuits and a federal investigation, with other bills still to come. Last year, Senator Ted Cruz shared his opposition to Chick-fil-A being banned from the airport, claiming that fast food fans were being punished because of the company's philanthropic efforts. The citizens of beautiful San Antonio deserve more delicious sandwiches and fewer rabid attacks against companies because of their charitable giving to the community. Come on, Cruz posted on Twitter. So this is costing them a lot of money, isn't it? $315,000 in legal fees after the city council voted to stop this fast food outlet from opening. I would have thought this was, this goes against everything that America is about, really. Shouldn't you? I thought it was free speech over there and freedom of thought, and you could say whatever you like. But apparently not. Not if you are Chick-fil-A. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Well, the thing here is that once the commies pick you out as a pinata, and as you pointed out, I mean, this started years ago, and since then they basically did the whole Chick-fil-A did the whole cuck and apologize and said, we're not going to support anybody. You know, basically we're not going to donate to charitable organizations that don't because the organizations they were donating to, the nonprofits they were donating to, weren't like, like anti-homo groups. They just weren't openly promoting it, but that's enough to be considered hatreds, apparently, in clown world. So that, you know, they basically went the usual cuck and apologize route. And as you can see here, it doesn't matter because they've been picked out as a pinata. In fact, if anything, it encouraged them to do so. And when this all first dusted up years ago, their business went through the roof. I mean, it was insane. I mean, they got pretty good food. You know, they do an insane amount. But when all that happened, normal people started making it a point to go there, because I think the original angle was the commies were like, well, we're calling for a boycott on Chick-fil-A, and their business like went up multiple times. So it's just once again illustrates that this is a small, shrieking, very vocal, shrieking minority that makes these demands. But in the end, it doesn't matter, because if it was just driven by corporate profits, Chick-fil-A would have looked at this and been like, well, we need to double down. I mean, the more we get accused of opposing inalienable right for man-on-man anal sex and for two women to take penis-shaped plastic objects and put them inside of each other, the more we oppose that, the more our business goes up. So if it was just driven by profits, they would have gone that route. But no, they went the usual cucking route. As usual, you see that it doesn't work out. I also find this interesting because, just for a little perspective, San Antonio, for those of you who don't know, because Texas is a huge state, you know, I mean, and different regions are completely like different things. It's San Antonio. There's no, I mean, real push here. There's not going to be a real huge support among the people in San Antonio for the homo agenda. Now, Austin, yes, but San Antonio is basically Mexico. I mean, you can pick up a paper in San Antonio and there's more political news about Mexico than there is about America. It is essentially like Mexico, but yet it doesn't matter because the city council is, you know, a part of Globo Homo. So Globo Homo it shall be, and that is what they're going to promote. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money is not coming out of their pockets. They'll take it out of the taxpayer funds and rock on pushing this. It's just, you know, it's just more utter absurdity, but it doesn't matter. They just, it's about making an example. They must force everybody in the more prominent, like an organization such as this restaurant is, that they can be publicly pilloried and forced to submit, the more of an example it is to you, because you as a regular individual person see this and it's like, well, if this big corporation, you know, can't stand up to Globo Homo, then how will I? I better shut up. I better submit. I better keep my head down.
Well, all they did was say that they supported traditional marriage quite a while back. And you would think that they would have stuck to that rather than started apologizing. Once you start apologizing and groveling, they're not going to accept it, as we see here. I mean, years later, they're still going after them. The move came after Think Progress shared tax documents from Chick-fil-A Incorporated showing it had donated $1.8 million to discriminatory organizations. It was despite a 2012 backlash against Chick-fil-A's CEO Dan Cathy, who claimed America is inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. Wise words. The company later vowed in a Facebook statement to leave the policy debate over same-sex marriage to the government and political arena. Recent tax returns show the Chick-fil-A Foundation gave $1,653, $1,653,416 to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, $6,000 to the Paul Anderson Youth Home, and $150,000 to the Salvation Army in 2017. It was even more than in 2016. I mean, how can they say that these organizations are discriminatory in any way? Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Paul Anderson Youth Home, Salvation Army. It was reported that the Salvation Army had opposed legal protection for the LGBTQ community. I wonder how far back that was. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes had a policy that banned homosexual acts. So they said, no, you can't bugger one another in the showers. I mean, I would imagine that was pretty much the law everywhere, not just with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a policy that banned homosexual acts. And Paul Anderson Youth Home taught troubled residents that homosexuality was wrong. I mean, how can they say that the Salvation Army is somehow against homosexuals? I think they have a homosexual wing or some part of it that actually helps homosexuals out. I mean, to go against somebody that has a policy that bans homosexual acts. I mean, most places ban heterosexual acts, don't they? You wouldn't expect to go to a gym somewhere and see a heterosexual couple having sex. I mean, why should homosexuals be allowed to do things like this? I mean, this is just absolutely twisted that they're saying that the support of organisations like this are wrong. I mean, all this does is it just sends people neurotic, basically, because they know that homosexuality is wrong. And yet at the same time, we've been told that it's wonderful and we should be celebrating it. And these people are our moral guardians and they should be talking down to us about what values we have. And just sends people into neuroses and into depressions because it goes totally against all our intuition and all our instincts. I mean, what do you make of this, Grandpa, these groups here that they were donating money to?
The thing is, you're dealing with leftist fantasy land. You're dealing with commie fantasy land. Reality is what they say it is. I mean, take this line here. Despite a 2012 backlash against Chick-fil-A CEO, there was no backlash. Their business went through the roof because normal people, these commies screeched and screamed for a boycott. So normal, I'm serious. This is a fast food joint. I mean, their chicken sandwich, if you get the number one deluxe, it's pretty good. But it's like I'm advertising for them. I should be getting some shekels here. Come on, Chick-fil-A. If you really, really want to, contribute to a nonprofit, you know, hey, Bitcoin, snap, you know, show some lampshade. But no, but it's a fantasy. There was no backlash. Their business went through the roof. It's a fast food joint, Sven. And when this happened, and even really to a certain extent today, when this happened, you go to buy a Chick-fil-A. It's a fast food joint. It ain't that special. And there would be cars lined up down the street to go in there because people made it a point to say, yeah, no, I'm tired of this. I'm going to show this by doing business with it. There was no backlash. But it's a backlash. Why? Because they say it's a backlash. The Salvation Army, I don't think they even have a homosexual, because this came up here a couple months ago. I think one of the sports teams, their Christmas charity they promote every year is the Salvation Army. And this accusation got thrown out there. They're anti-alphabet. And the Salvation Army is like, we don't even like have a policy about man on man anal. It's not really our thing. We just help homeless people. We don't go around asking them if they do man on man anal or not. But it didn't matter. It's just the fantasy they've created. They create this narrative and then they loudly screech about it. The reality has nothing to do with it. There was no backlash. Their business went up. But it doesn't matter because that clashes with their reality. That's why you can't argue with these people like with facts and with good faith. That's why, you know, we for years, you know, when you counter these people, you do it with rhetoric because they just ignore the reality is what they say it is. You know, how dare, you know, you have a youth home that, you know, teaches that homosexuality. It's like this whole thing they're going around now passing these laws against homosexual conversion therapy. You know, and they're celebrating this as progress and a good thing, but none of these groups that were doing this were going out like snatching people off the streets and forcing them to go through this. It was people like volunteering, like, man, I'm dealing with this in my life and I don't like it and I want to get over it. Hey, here's an option. I'd like to try that. They took the choice away from people that wanted to try this. It wasn't being forced on anybody. But they took that choice away from people and said, no, you can't have that option of trying to like get past this and see if, you know, you can get over it and maybe live a normal life. No, you have to embrace you have to embrace man on man anal. That's who you are. You have no other choice. They're never about tolerance and they're certainly never about choice.
Oh, they're absolutely intolerant. I mean, when I heard that they were going to be building one in Britain, I mean, I would have made a point to go there and just support them and have something to eat if I'd been anywhere near it. And I can well believe that their profits went through the roof when it came out that they were, you know, just against gay marriage, basically. Well, the chicken strip restaurant told Think Progress that they had stopped donating to the youth home after a blog post from 2010. Surfaced that does not meet Chick-fil-A's commitment to creating a welcoming environment to all. So 10 years ago, but the damage was already done for the city of San Antonio when it came to the airport allowing a location of the fast food chain to open up. Councilman Robert Trevino said in a statement, "The city council reaffirmed the work our city has done to become a champion of equality and inclusion. San Antonio is a city full of compassion, and we do not have room in our public facilities for a business with a legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior." Where's the equality and the inclusion and the compassion in banning this restaurant from opening up simply because they donated to a company that had a blog post 10 years ago that doesn't actually fit their welcoming environment to all? I mean, this is incredible that they would go back through years and years desperately trying to find something politically incorrect that somebody has said just so that they can then denounce them in public as a witch, basically. It's just like the witchcraft trials that we used to have hundreds of years ago. Grandpa, what do you make of this?
Yeah, it's always inverted with these people. As a Christian believer, that's why you always know that they're doing the work of their father, the devil. But I'm not going to preach here, you know, because it's always a lie. And, you know, the inverted speech they use is a lie. They talk about inclusion when everything they're doing is about excluding anybody that won't agree with them. You know, it's a lie. It's not inclusion. If it was inclusion, it would be like, well, we welcome everybody with all sorts of different opinions and views. And that would literally be the definition of inclusion. Their definition of inclusion is anybody who will not submit and agree with us can get the hell out. Yeah, you know, I mean, that is like bizarro world. Backwards thinking. And again, now the business has a legacy of anti-alphabet behavior. So what, were homosexuals going into Chick-fil-A and they were like, "Oh, I smell queer on you. We're not serving you any of our chicken nuggets." And also, they're not a chicken strip restaurant, by the way. They have like chicken nuggets, and the main number one seller is a chicken sandwich. So these quote unquote journalists can't even get that right. So that's worth pointing out. But no, it's always about the opposite of what they actually say. It's not equality. They don't want equality. They want you to submit. They want to force the people to submit to their narrative. And this just, again, this stuff is just making an example of somebody. You better keep your head down. You know, they'll spend however amount of money they have to pillory you, to wreck your business, to ruin you if you don't submit and go along with the narrative. And then once they pick you out, it doesn't matter because, you know, again, you could cuck and apologize. It doesn't matter. They just double down. Once you get picked, you've been picked. And yeah, that's how it rolls here in clown world. But it's a mistake. It's always a mistake to try to take these people at face value, at literally, you know, to act like their words have meaning because their words mean what they want them to be. And that's a mistake I think a lot of people make. They try to argue, you know, on the facts, and the facts don't matter for these people. It just means their feels. It means what they want it to mean. If it meant equality and inclusion, then they would be treating everybody equally and include, you know, welcoming everybody of, shall I say, diverse opinions.
They would have been better off trolling these guys, basically, and doubling down on the support for traditional marriage. Well, in the time since their airport ban, Chick-fil-A has cut off support for the three groups that opposed gay marriage, much to the ire of its supporters. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott also signed a Save Chick-fil-A bill in June, which serves to ensure religious beliefs are protected from discrimination. Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy wrote in a letter to the American Family Association that the fast food chain had inadvertently discredited groups, including the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, after changing its giving strategy. So because the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are now associated with Chick-fil-A, they have somehow become discredited as being homophobes. He said, "We understand how some thought we were abandoning our long-standing support of faith-based organizations," Cathy wrote. "We inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations that have effectively served communities for years. The intent of our corporate giving has always been to have impact, not to make a statement or support a political or social agenda. Chick-fil-A will give to faith-based and other organizations that we believe to be highly effective in a particular area." Well, this is it. This is what charity should be. It shouldn't be to support a political or social agenda. It should just be to give for the goodness of giving to an area where you wish to have impact. And that shouldn't be decided by shrill leftists. I mean, that's something personal. Where he wants to send his money should be up to him. And, you know, because he has apologized, he's now getting it from both sides, basically. He's getting it from the Salvation Army for giving to them. He's getting it from the leftists for his views on traditional marriage. And now, because he's apologized and said he's not going to give money to the Salvation Army, he's now getting it from all his supporters. And this is what happens when you give in to these people. I think you just lose all round, basically.
Yeah, this is just total faggotry. I mean, this is more faggotry than gay marriage. It's this whole way they tried to handle this, and you know, it's just now he's trying to kowtow, but not kowtow, keep his supporter. You know, this comes back to, again, discredited by who? You know, these groups were inadvertently discredited them with who? Screaming commies who were never going to support these groups. Commies don't give to charities. You know, I mean, really discredited by what? Because a bunch of commies called them names that were never going to support these organizations to begin with. It's just amazing that these people are so tone deaf. These people don't look around and have any like awareness of how this game works, how this, you know, how it's done. We see it's because it's not like, oh, this is a one-off deal. This same program has been run over and over and over and over again. You would think people would look at that and learn. And then when it comes around and happens to someone like Chick-fil-A or these organizations, they would be like, okay, well, we see that cucking and apologizing doesn't do any good. You know, like you said, now all they've done is piss off their supporters with this. You know, these commies were never going to Chick-fil-A anyway. So it wasn't in danger. Their profits went up by standing up to it, but they, you know, they roll over anyway. And now they just, all they did was piss off their supporters. It's just, I don't know. They never learn. It's just like they never, you know, they never catch on. No matter how often you see the same tactic used over and over, when it rolls their way, they're like, well, we better apologize and roll over, you know, because heaven forbid, our corporate profits are actually going up because more people are buying chicken sandwiches here. You know, no, we can't do that. Because why? You know, because screeching people that were never gonna do business with you anyway are making a lot of noise. It's just disgusting, folks. This is not the way you handle this sort of thing.
Well, we can learn a lesson from it at least anyway. We've actually got two news stories today, and they are connected. As I was pointing out there, the fact that we've been told to go against our intuition and our instincts as far as the homosexuality goes, I mean, that has unintended effects elsewhere, and your intuition and your instincts disappear in other areas, particularly just the common sense instinct not to put soy sauce on your testicles. There is a craze for this, believe it or not. Men on TikTok are putting soy sauce on their testicles to see if they can taste it, after a study resurfaced online. But doctors insist that any sensation of flavour that they claim to detect is all in their heads. The bizarre science experiments started after a TikTok user named Regan came across an article about a 2013 study that determined mice have a form of taste receptors in their testes. Did y'all know that if a dude puts his balls in something, he can taste it? He can taste it, she says in the clip, pulling up a DailyMail.com article about the groundbreaking study. I wish I was kidding. I wish I was. I'm not. If you have testicles, please dip your balls in something, she urges viewers. It's for science, and I must know. Thank you. And of course, because it was a female that was saying this, there have actually been a lot of idiots out there dipping their balls in soya and claiming that they can actually taste it. I mean, what do you make of this, Grandpa? This is absolutely bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, hold on a minute. I've got to wipe the coffee off my balls. Yeah, you know, I mean, a random thought on the internet says, hey, guys, go out there and stick your balls in soy sauce. I mean, this isn't even like a top tier shit test. And all these guys run out and do it. I don't know. You know, I mean, we complain. I don't really even know what to add to this. I mean, we complain that, you know, white women keep supporting importing refugees as some form of, you know, bringing in a perceived stronger, you know, male population, like as an instinctual thing on their part. And we're critical of that. And then you see this sort of behavior, because I mean, from what I see in the article, it's basically all white guys doing this. And you have to wonder if maybe they're onto something. I mean, how do you respect guys that all you have to do is like, and these are guys that have like zero chance of like mating up with this thought. And still all she has to do is say, hey, go do this and humiliate yourself. And they all fall over each other, to do this. And maybe, not unironically, they're doing it in soy sauce.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something there with the soya. But what a damning indictment of white men that they would just go out and do this because this female on the internet suggested they do. It turns out that there were a few guys who were willing to test out the theory in the name of science, including TikTok user Alex James. In his own video, he explains that he was drawn to a portion of the study that stated the taste receptors on the testicles and anus can detect the amino acid in soy sauce. After applying some soy sauce on his testicles, he starts laughing hysterically. After the video started going viral, Dr. Curtin Parek, a 31-year-old foot and ankle surgeon in New Jersey, made his own TikTok clip discrediting the claims. Just because you have taste buds in that area doesn't mean you can physically taste those flavors, he told BuzzFeed News. Your body might receive it, but you won't have a perceptive taste of sweet, sour, or whatever flavor. Dr. Kieran Kennedy, a psychiatrist in Melbourne, Australia, agreed, telling Australian Men's Health that while studies have shown that various tissues, including the testicles, have taste receptors, none of the research has proved that any animal can actually taste via these receptors. I mean, I can't believe this is being taken seriously and that they've actually got doctors here that are discussing this. Haven't we got more important things that are going on? You know, the reason why these young men are doing this is because their heads have been totally brainwashed with this political correct nonsense. They can't think about anything sensible because they will be accused of being a hater. So they have to devote their time to absolute madness like this and believing that they can dip their testicles in soy sauce and thinking that's going to impress females. And these doctors should know better than to, you know, than to even address this. And yet they are. I mean, it's just a symptom of the collective insanity throughout the West, I think.
Well, Sven, I'm shocked because I didn't realize you hated science. I'm really just taken aback because I didn't realize you were a science hater. Because, you know, we can't overlook the fact that researchers got paid, probably by the government. Who the hell else is going to pay for it? Researchers originally got paid to run tests of dipping rat's balls into stuff. I mean, how do you get in on that? Because I want some funding. Look, Grandpa Lampshade wants some funding. I mean, yeah, hell, if it's easy enough to get government funding, like you went to the government with a proposal, I want some science funding. Okay, what are you planning to study? Well, we were thinking about dipping different stuff into rat's balls and seeing what happens. Okay, well, you know, we're not going to give you a whole lot, but we'll give you $150,000 to study that. Okay, I mean, that'd be a lot of money for me. How do you get into that? Wouldn't it be amazing if the writers of the movie Idiocracy, they weren't even able to come up with this? I mean, the best they could come up with, the number one movie in the nation, was ass, and that's all it was. They didn't even think to come up with people sitting around dipping their nuts into various things and claiming
you could taste it. Claiming you could taste it. I can remember reading that there were taste receptors in the lungs and thinking, you know, does that say that we are supposed to smoke or anything like, you know, or vaping? When people vape, they can taste these flavors in their lungs. But I don't think that the taste receptors are actually connected up to the brain. They're just receptors that are there. And I think it must be the same thing here with these with these testicles. As his popularity continues to grow, TikTok has become the starting point for some of the biggest viral experiments. People from around the globe have also been taking to the app to film themselves eating milk and cereal from a friend's mouth. Eating out of someone's mouth or putting soy sauce on one's testicles is a relatively harmless, albeit messy experience, making the latest social media trends far safer than some of its equally bizarre predecessors. The potentially fatal Tide Pod Challenge that went viral at the end of 2017 had teens filming themselves eating Tide Pod laundry detergent capsules, leading health officials to warn against participating in the craze after a spike in ingestion cases. Even more alarming, the Bird Box Challenge, inspired by Netflix's hit thriller Bird Box, led to people attempting everyday tasks blindfolded, including driving. You know, this is the end result of teaching people the opposite of reality, teaching people that race doesn't exist, that homosexuality is fine, that children don't need a mother and a father to bring them up. They will just believe anything, and they will do ridiculous, stupid things like eating laundry detergent just because they think it's going to make people laugh on the internet. And it's also, you know, it's pretty sad that people feel that they have to do things like this in order to be accepted nowadays. Everybody wants to be a star on the internet. Nobody seems to have any self-worth anymore. And this is the reason why, because they've all been taught all this nonsense instead of being taught about real traditional values and what they're really capable of. I mean, I was talking the other day about the world records that white people can still go out there and break world records. That's the sort of thing that young white men should be looking at doing, not eating laundry detergent or putting soy sauce on their testicles. I mean, what woman is going to be interested in somebody that does something like that? You know, they're partially mentally retarded, I'm sure, by this by the education system that we have now to even think that is possible. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.